Well, hello, I'm Bob Dendry. This is Boring Guy Plays, and welcome back to City Skylines 2, where we are building the town of Azure Delta. So last week we spent a bit of time getting this new road that we can see going sort of winding around up the hill there to the left of screen. And we also did a little bit of further development of our CBD area. We got a town hall in, and we also got some more medium density stuff on the other side of our rail line as well. Now we're starting over here. You're probably wondering why. First of all, we've got terrible traffic here, which is not great. But that's not why we're here to start with. It's actually more to do with this sort of bus expressway we've built. And I was having a look at some of our industrial zones that we haven't built yet, being vegetable and texture fiber farming, because we do want to try and make this as self-sufficient a city as possible. We want to be producing all of our own goods where we can. And we've got some fertile land right here. But the problem is, as you can see, we've got a bus road going through the middle of it. So what we're actually going to do here, we're going to put a new bus road in. And we're going to sort of try and bend it around, almost hug our motorway to try and avoid as much of that fertile land as possible. So we'll get that out of the way first of all. So we want to probably use just a regular curved road tool and just try and, yeah, keep this like very, very tight and continue on. And then sort of bend around and then hook in with our roundabout. Sorry to all the buses that we're going to be losing as part of this, but your sacrifice will be remembered. We won't forget you, I promise. I just want to slightly tighten that up. And then it's going to pull that in there. So it's still at 90 to the roundabout. So hopefully those buses have actually made their way back on to our little bus expressway. That's good to see. And yeah, hopefully this doesn't really impact the route they take. It's probably a little bit longer now, but I would suspect they're probably still going to use that route. Yes. Yeah, looks like they both are, which is good. So then, now that we've done that, we should now be able to get, I think we'll probably go with texture farming. And we'll just try and get it sort of covering as much of this area as we can. And we'll, of course, have a road coming in similar to what we've done with some of our other sort of zoned areas. Oh, and we're actually butting right up against our rail line as well. I'm okay with that. It's not too bad. Cool. So we've completed the area. Of course, we don't have anything connected up. That's fine. And question is, where would we join it up? Probably on our main road here. I don't see any reason we'd have to link it up anywhere else. The only other thing potentially is that there's a lot of pressure on this road. So we could link up to this roundabout instead and have it sort of feed under the bridge there. Why not? Let's do that. You might even have this going down to a gravel road once we get past or away from the intersection. And that should cover everything off. Perfect. Now what we can do is just modify this area. Add a couple more nodes in and actually pull that in further. So we're just taking a little bit more of that area that we potentially could use. So we should hopefully start to see some, I don't know, some production buildings jumping off over here. I don't know if actually we will, to be honest. What is this stuff again? There's a cotton farm. So we might not. I'm not entirely sure how the cotton farms work. But yeah, you can see now, obviously, as you're going past on the motorway, you'd be able to see the cotton farm at work. But yeah, we're definitely seeing something that I predicted probably would happen. And that is this new road that we put in as, I guess, further redundancy of our connection to the CBD has really upset the balance of our roads. We can see over here what was our first road into the city. We still do have some traffic using it, but a lot is going down this road here, Thornton Street. And as you can see, it's really stacking up here. And a lot of these are actually vehicles leaving the city as well, as far as I'm aware. Or going to the cargo harbour. Okay. That's interesting. Why do we have... Okay, fair enough. They're actually collecting goods to bring into the commercial zones. But that is so much traffic there. I did talk about doing maybe a cross-city motorway. And I think we might actually need to do that. Because, yeah, this is looking... A bit rough indeed. So this is... Ooh, and we've got a fire here. What's happened? Oh, crash. And we've got a smoldering motorbike there. Unfortunate. I hope the person who rides that is okay. Anyway. So we had preserved this corridor for a future motorway, and I think we might need to do that. We can have it connecting between our sort of Rogat motorway to our orbital. We would just need to work out how we'd actually feed everything in. Got a recycling center there as well. Cool. Okay. So I think we might sort of place... just the spine that's going to be going through the city. And we're going to need to make some decisions in terms of how we'll have this work, because we don't have a lot of room to have interchanges. So we'll need quite compact interchanges. So spooies are probably the order of the day here. But the question is, where are we going to fit them in? Potentially we could have a spooie on Thornton Street, but we would need to relay... I would suggest some of the bridge at least. We would probably need to have the bridge pass over Oak Street and have Oak Street doing some weird stuff as well. Actually, Thornton Street doesn't even work for a spooie because we've got our tram tracks there, so we definitely don't want that to be coming into play. But let's see how we could do this. Let's get parallel mode working, and I think we want to try and use the same width that we had on this motorway that we built. So let's see. It looks like 3 is the order of the day. It would be great to have some of this above ground, so it's not all sort of underground. But yeah, it might be hard to stick or fit this stuff in if we're not doing it underground. Unless we just have a few sort of short bits of underground, or overground, I should say. Now I'm have... Actually, hang on. Actually, no, I want to actually tunnel out some of these and have these bridging. We've also got our rail line here as well, actually, that probably conflicts with us doing that. I just want to see how low is this rail line. It's actually okay. Looks like if we're this low, we don't conflict with it, and that is Minus 30 meters? Is it? Are we, what are we? Underneath or over the top of that? I can't actually tell. Okay, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try trenching. And see if this will actually work. It's definitely not... Okay, all right, so there's our rail line there. So, could we then... If we were to... level it off to there... Do we have enough space to have the motorway pass underneath and also a bridge over the top? Let's see. Yes, easily. Okay. I think we'll need to redo our restrictions here as well, won't we? And over here as well. We joined up at Amity Street, as we can see from the pedestrians there. I think these are a bit lower though. So hopefully this works. Okay, perfect. Nice. Question is, can we get this under Thornton Street? Can we bend it around quick enough? And it looks like, yeah, we can. It's actually not too bad. So we can unpause. We can keep that playing now. And what we could potentially look to do, we'll have our motorway run parallel to this street and just have it sort of break off a little bit. We might need to wait until we've got a few more squares to unlock so we can have it actually skirt around behind our windmills. But we can certainly connect it a one way, can't we? Does look like, though, we aren't quite where we need to be in terms of the angle there. So we do have a slight kink there, which we can fix up. It'll be okay. Perfect. Okay. And from there, what do we want to do? We could even have this motorway bending around and just have a sort of single or just a regular sort of junction going onto the old highway. But we would need to do something about this. We could actually, got an idea. We could bend around Oak Street to connect up with the old highway and have this run as a, probably a spooey. That would make sense. Our rail line is going to complicate matters a little bit, but I think we should be able to make it work. So I think what we'll do, we'll need to pause, of course. We're going to pull out the old trumpet. It served us well for all of about four episodes or something. And then, so we'll pull all of this back. And we are going to need... go up a little bit more, it seems. Or could we do that? Yep, okay, that works. We are overlapping a little bit there, so we'll need to have another straight section. And then we can start our way back down. It's still quite a tight turn, to be honest, but I think it's okay. But we, yeah, definitely do need to work out how we're actually going to join these two roads together, because the rail line absolutely complicates matters. I don't know if we maybe need to lift it up a bit more. Maybe see what we've got. Okay, we do have a connection there. And we could do a spooey here, I'm pretty sure. There's a bit of... What do we got here? What is that? It's a groundwater pumping station. We probably don't actually need it anymore. How are our water needs? Because we're now connected up. Water availability. We actually do need it. We could potentially... Can we increase... Okay, so we can increase the function there. How much does that increase by? Another 50,000. And what's the capacity of this guy? 82,500. Do we have any more pumping stations? We've got another one here, do we? So if we upgrade both of those, then we can decommission this pumping station. Now we will need to bend around quite a bit here though. What are we overlapping with? Okay, I just realized the game's actually broken like this. Actually it's not completely broken. So we can probably leave it running. We do still have, you know, ways for citizens to get in and out of the CBD. So we can leave it running. That's not the best connection there, though. Bit better. Okay. Is that too high? Can it be lower? I'm going to give it a go. No, okay, apparently 20 was where it needed to be. I can't even get it now at 20. I feel like I've completely moved where this was. Actually, no, it still looks reasonably okay. Yeah, so I think this will need to be a spooey. I don't think there's any other way we can do it. And it's going to be a little bit trickier because we've got this bend here, but I think we can still have it go pretty well. The problem is actually that this is going to shift... or cause new pylons to be placed, which is going to disagree with our rail line. Problem solved. And yes, I know the problem is not solved. just let's be clear, I am aware. But we can definitely start to work on having the problem solved. Oh, what's that about? Okay, apparently I can't remove this. That's weird. Let's try again. Yeah, that's much better, actually. Okay, so I think this one here is going to be the big challenge. If we build it sort of backwards, I think it should be workable. It's okay. It's okay. finally. Got this one here, which is not too bad. A little bit of conflict with the busway, but we can always relay it a little bit as well. That's actually okay. We just need to reverse the direction. All right. So we've got that built. Now we just need to get our lane mathematics all worked out. That should work now. But we need to get our rail line to fit through. And I think there's a spot for us. I think there is. Perfect, actually. Stunning. So we can unpause again now. Obviously, this motorway doesn't actually connect to anything right now. So it's sort of just a bit of a bum steer. But it works again. We do need to fix up our slip lanes as well, which I forgot about. All right, so now we can turn off all of our left turns. And our left turns now use the slip lanes, which we need to turn off all of our right turns on. Oh, we do have... Oh. Okay, so we've got a bit of an issue here. We've actually got our pylon through the middle of the road. So I might see if we can fix that, make that a little bit nicer. We might have to actually raise this up to get it not to look silly. Okay, that's running again. And no right turn there. Other than that, looks like it's all pretty hunky-dory. We might need to adjust a few things, though. Interestingly, we can't do that. Okay, I guess we're going to be pulling out the rail line again, just for a short amount of time, hopefully, and fix our issues. All right, let's try and fix up that rail line again. It actually looks like it might be a little bit more challenging this time. But I think we can shoehorn it in. But can we get through this gap? I don't think we can. There's no way that happens. This is silly, isn't it? It's a bit silly, right? Silly, I'm sure, but it did work. So that should function now. So the question is, where are we going to have interchanges? We might need to upgrade a road or two to a four-lane road, I would say. Otherwise, yeah, it's not really going to support the traffic we'll have. Potentially Summit Street might work. We could definitely have this as just your regular diamond. We could have a quite compact spooey. I don't reckon that's going to go down. Oh no, actually, works. Works pretty well. And we could have that join it up with Middle Street, I think will make the most sense. And probably Spooey. Just because we need something very compact, especially when we've got this intersection quite close to the motorway junction. So I think that's really going to be the only way we can do it. We'll have it a smaller Spooey though, only sort of one lane ramps rather than the two lane ramps we were using over here. Transformer is actually in the way. I don't know if we can make this a little more compact. I'd suggest. Oh, I wonder, actually. Turn off our snapping and see if we can sneak it in here. No, it's not going to work. So we'll need to shift this transformer. It looks like it's still looping into the network that I can see, or it was. And then I stopped that from happening. Hang on. Is that still working? Yes. Okay, cool. So we have repositioned our transformer. Still got some weird stuff going on. If for some reason that's an invalid shape. Okay, that works. And one more of these. And then our slips. It's very compact, isn't it? Wow. I've almost, yeah, so much shit. So we've just got the one ramp left, and it's the one that we might end up actually moving our transformer again to be able to accommodate. Put it on the other side of the road. Why not? Okay, so, hey, we're a huge city. So we've unlocked a lot more planning permits. Yay. We want to turn off these traffic lights as well. And I'm hoping all of this works out. I can see there's definitely a lot of use on the highway now. Question is that going to work? We'll see. But hopefully we should see some decreased stress on other parts of our network. Yeah, this is looking a little bit better. Still a bit of pressure on the motorway link, but it's not too bad. Definitely could be worse. And if we're able to punch this through, which we can actually do now because we've unlocked some planning permits, we can have this scoot around the back of this area. We can potentially get some more wind turbines in this area as well. And yeah, that should allow us to get this finalized. I wonder if we can... Oh, so close. Might have to slightly bend this around, but look at that. We can get the pylon sort of through the middle. Would we want to have a junction here? I think so, but I think we could make this just a diamond. We don't need the complexity of a spooey, I think, in that point of view. Alrighty. Actually, no, we've gone the wrong way. We want to go around the back here. We can get over the top of the rail line here anyway. We can then join up to our existing sort of regional motorway. All I'm seeing over here, though, is more congestion. Yay, more congestion. Oh, man, so close. So close. I don't know why that actually has an issue. I wonder if we could fix it by going in the other direction. So close to having that right. I wonder if we could have it join up a little bit sooner and then convert that. Yeah, okay, that works. All right, perfect. Unfortunately, don't have enough room to build ramps in this direction. So they can just do whatever they want. So I wonder how much use we're going to get of this motorway. I would suggest we'll get at least some. It's not terrible. It's not the worst it could be. I'll tell you what, I'm actually rethinking this a little bit. We might have to have this road pass over Lafayette Street rather than joining up with it. I think it still should work pretty fine. So I'll have it do a bit of this thing. That should decrease some of the pressure caused by that set of lights. And should get the traffic flowing a little bit smoother, hopefully. We'll boost this up to a 6-lane road. Should stop the conflict between those two. You can do the same over here as well, but it's not as much of a worry. We do still have issues though, where we are sort of just really moving the problem along. I think we should be able to, if we add some further grid here, we might be able to spread the traffic out a little bit more. Potentially we could even make some of these asymmetric roads to try and feed traffic away from this road. So what we could do, let's have a look. What are the width of these? 155 meters that we could potentially do a larger block to start with, actually 200 meters. Try and start to get the traffic spread out. This may not have been the smartest idea I've ever come up with. So our cross city motorway, I don't know if this is going to make a difference or if we've made everything infinitely worse. The traffic does seem to be improving a little tiny bit. There was of course the initial shock when all the routes have changed, so everyone has gone in and tried to use this single, I don't know what that guy's doing. Wow, this is some crazy driving. Yeah, like everyone's obviously getting used to the new route, and I'm hopeful that once this continues to clear up, it'll actually make the city a bit better. But that is all we've got time for in this episode. This is a bit of a shorter one. Do apologize. I've been quite busy over the last couple of weeks. So yeah, something had to give and this one's a little bit shorter, but I will hopefully be back with a normal sized episode next week. And I hope you join me then. If you've enjoyed this episode, please make sure you give it a like, subscribe to the channel, and ring that notification bell so you get a ding to your device next time I post a video. You can find links to my social media in the description, so please jump on there, like, follow, subscribe, do all that wonderful stuff. Big shout out to my Founders Club patron, Caleb. Caleb, thank you so much for helping to make this content possible. If you want to help out at home, you can do so by joining up at patreon.com/BobDendry, by joining as a member of the YouTube channel, or you can also give a one-off super thanks if you want to, you know, just say thank you for this particular piece of content. But until next time, I'm Bob Dendry. We're starting to get a few agents deleted, so that may fix things a little bit, but we'll see. Anyway, I'm Bob Dendry. This is City Skylines 2. Thank you so much for watching, and goodbye.